Hello, it's another On This Day. It's John Gibbons, and I'm joined over Skype by Neil Atkinson and by Andy Heaton, and we're going to talk about historical events on this day. And, well, we always start with a little bit of a chat about what's going on in the world now. But, Neil, we're all sort of hanging on for this Premier League meeting later. The Anfield Wrap are going to do a reaction show to that, so that will be out. So that'll be our sort of newsy section, really. So at the moment, in terms of us, it's just sort of hanging on to see what they decide and getting informed by that.
Yeah, very much so. But I think what's important for people is that not to think, I don't think anything's going to be all that definitive. I'm not sure if they're going to try and be all that definitive, or if anything, if they do try and be that definitive, if actually they'll manage to succeed, because we've seen just off the last week how remarkably fluid all this is. So I think it's important that people don't think whatever it is they say is going to be the case, or grow frustrated if they say, listen, we're just going to have to sort of reconvene in 2-3 weeks, but our intention is, like the EFL statement from yesterday, our intention is to get the season finished. And I think that's what we're going to get out of this. They're going to say that the intention is to get the season finished at the earliest possible opportunity, ideally by the end of June. But I think the next step on this is getting all the players back. Liverpool have given theirs 2 weeks with their individual training regimes, and I think that once all the players are back and everyone gets tested, that's when I think you're going to see it firm up in terms of the who, the how, the where, in terms of getting games back played. But also the next part of this is those games are getting played behind closed doors. There's no equivocation on that. I would be absolutely amazed if at any point in the next 2 months we're allowed to reconvene 50,000 of us in a stadium. I would be absolutely amazed.
Yeah, it's interesting, Andy, in that the EFL met yesterday. You'd expect, you know, maybe expect them to sort of take the lead from the Premier League and it to be sort of top down, but they've gone the other way around and said, you know, they've set their stall out, which sort of, you know, puts, I wouldn't say pressure on the Premier League, but at least informs them that, look, we're, you know, at the very least, we're expecting to send three teams up at some point, so you want to be ready for them.